Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why, hello, dear friends. Welcome back to another season of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. Tis I, Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in the town of Pflugerville. When I was first reassigned to this sleepy hamlet, coming all the way from London to train a brand new puppy, I didn't know what to expect. As soon as I met the eager Sniffy, I knew he had the instinct and the passion and the nose. And now he's risen from puppy in training to a fully fledged dog detective and is now my official dog detective partner.
Gee, Snoop, do you really mean it?
Of course I do, young lad. After we thwarted Professor Mitten's attempt to ruin the Bark Street Fair, thanks especially to your wily wits, I knew it was finally time to promote you to the level of detective.
I've learned everything I know from you, Snoop. You've been such a great mentor.
Well, I know.
So, I'm a dog detective?
That you are, young chap. The mysteries of Bark Street have all been solved thanks to your fine work. No one can outsmart the best dog detectives in all of Pflugerville.
Yep, that's us, Snoop and Sniffy, dog detectives.
Now, we must thank our listeners for sticking with us through these last 5 seasons. You've seen us get into all sorts of hijinks and solve all sorts of cases, but we're not stopping now.
No siree. What's our next case? I'm ready to go right now.
Patience, my dear boy. A case will come when a case comes. As I was saying, looks like Freckles from the agency is calling us with a case right now.
How did you do that?
I'm not the top-notch dog detective for no reason, Sniffy. This is Snoop, dog detective. What have you got for us today, Freckles?
I've got quite the smelly case today.
Did she say smelly? I love smelly! Smelly is where I shine. Did you know the schlubs almost named me Smelly instead of Sniffy?
Oh dear.
There was an odious odour emanating from the Pflugerville sewer.
Why? Isn't that what sewers are supposed to do?
Well, yes, usually so, but this smell is beyond any smell we've smelled before. Various residents on Bark Street are quite upset. We need you to go down to the sewer and find out what is causing this putrid and pungent aroma.
Luckily for you all, I have the nose of a Sniffy.
That you do, Sniffy. So can you two go down to the sewer and get to the bottom of this malodorous mess?
What is it, Sniffy?
We can't go into the sewer.
And why is that?
Well, if you remember, right before the Bark Street Street Fair, Professor Mittens, Snoop's nemesis, trapped us in a cage down in the sewer.
Ah, yes, I blocked that from my memory.
And we were only able to escape because a ferocious sewer rat named Roxy chewed through the wires for us, but only after we agreed to give her all the cheese we came into contact with. And then she told us to stay out of her sewer in a threatening way.
Sniffy is right. That did indeed happen.
Well, as your boss, I'm telling you that I do not care. You must get into the sewer and stop this atrocious smell. Maybe there's a secret entrance where you can avoid this cheese-threatening rat. I don't know, but I know it's your mission. Now get to it.
Okay, but this rat was...
Well, lad, looks like we're going to have to find a secret entrance to the Pflugerville sewer.
Do we have to, Snoop? I don't want to have to give up any more cheese.
Neither do I. I love my brie and figgy figs. But, alas, the mission requires this bravery of us. Now that you're no longer a junior detective, we must always put our strongest paw forward for each case. So, onwards we go to the Pflugerville sewer.
But the rat, she'll be near the entrance.
Which is why we're going to find a secret back entrance. Sniffy, put your nose to the test.
Aye, aye, Snoop. Ew. Freckles wasn't kidding. That is not a good smell, and I usually like the smell of sewage. It's coming from this way, Snoop. Yes, there's the entrance to the sewer. The smell is coming from there.
Even I smell it. What is that? By Jove, it's disgusting. And yet, have I smelled it before? I'm not quite sure. My nose palate isn't as strong as yours.
I don't know. The smell is kind of growing on me.
Okay, well, if the entrance to the sewer is there, a secret back entrance must be somewhere along here. I've got it.
You do?
Well, I don't got it completely. I just know who will.
Who?
Donna the raccoon.
Donna?
Why, of course. If anyone knows where a secret entrance to the sewer is, it's that trash raccoon. In fact, look, there she is, just yonder, rummaging in that dumpster. Come on, Sniffy. Donna, I say, Donna.
Is that Lorraine? Because it's not me in here.
No, Donna, we are not Lorraine. It's Snoop and Sniffy, the best dog detectives here in Pflugerville.
I didn't do it.
Didn't do what?
Nothing. I mean, what can I help you with?
Have you happened to smell that unique scent coming from the Pflugerville sewer?
I haven't, on account of me rolling around in this dumpster for the last hour. But after just sniffing the air, I can smell it. Putrid and groovy.
That's one way to describe it.
We need your help finding a secret back entrance into the sewer for, reasons.
Yes, Donna. We need discretion when we enter the sewer system, as we don't want to run into a certain creature.
Is it Lorraine? No? Look, I'm not one to ask questions, but yes, I know a back way into the sewer.
You do? Hooray!
I do. However...
Aw, however is never good.
No, it is not.
First, I need your help with something.
What is it? I'm guessing it's trash related.
That it is. You really are a great detective, Snoop.
The best. But that's neither here nor there.
I need you to sneak into Lorraine's shed and grab a half-eaten cantaloupe she took from me earlier.
A cantaloupe?
Yes, you know, the delicious orange melon. I was enjoying the trash out back of the country club when she came waddling up, yelled at me, gave me a ticket, and took the cantaloupe. Said I can't be eating other people's trash. And I say... Why not? It's trash. I can't stop thinking about this cantaloupe. So juicy. So sweet.
A cantaloupe does sound pretty good right now.
We will get you back this cantaloupe. Stand by.
Great, thanks.
Come on, Sniffy.
Snoop, how are we going to convince Lorraine to give us this cantaloupe? Ooh, or are we going to take it? Should I act as a diversion and come in from the roof?
Watch and learn, young lad. I still have much to teach you.
This better be good. I'm a very busy duck. Oh, Snoop! Sniffy! To what do I owe this pleasure?
My dear Lorraine, we are in the middle of a very important case.
Anything that I mean Agent 99 can help with?
Actually, yes. We came to you for a very specific reason. We need that half-eaten cantaloupe to solve a case.
You need the what? Why?
I'm sorry. I can't reveal that to you right now. But will you give it to us? You know, for the case? Agent 99 hasn't let us down yet.
Agent 99 will never let you down. Take the cantaloupe.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, yeah. Just watch out for that pesky Donna the raccoon. I caught her eating that earlier.
Will do.
So Snoop, your big plan was to just ask Lorraine for the cantaloupe and say it was for a case?
But of course.
You're a genius.
I know. Ah, Donna, here is your cantaloupe.
You got it. Hooray. Thank Thank you. Let me just... That's the stuff. Love me some cantaloupe.
Now tell us where the secret entrance to the sewer is.
Oh yeah, it's there. Just behind that hedge right there. Can't miss it.
You mean the secret entrance was right behind us this whole time?
Yup. Anyways, thanks for the cantaloupe. Gonna go back to trash diving. Bye.
I should have used my snout to sniff it out.
Lesson learned. What matters is we have now found the secret entrance to the sewer. And we're back in the Pflugerville sewer. What a horrid smell! Well, we finally found our way into the secret entrance to the Pflugerville sewer and have met with a horrid smell. That can only mean we are hot on the trail and getting closer to figuring out the solution. Let's take a break as our snouts get adjusted to this stench.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Don't mind the sound of my voice. Just plugging up my snout because I couldn't take the horrid stench any longer. It's quite strong in here, this sewer. And I'm a certain kind of dog. I don't do putrid smells. Luckily, my partner, Sniffy, doesn't mind the smell. And with his smell, we can sniff out the culprit.
Thanks, Snoop. I sure can. This sewage smell isn't our normal stinky sewage. There's something different in there. It's quite peppery and sharp and vaguely familiar.
Let your snout lead the way.
This way!
This sewer is quite active. Why, the sounds almost match the level of the smells.
I don't know. It's kind of fun down here. Maybe I'm a sewer dog.
Blimey, What was that? Is it on me?
It's a flying cockroach.
Ah, crikey, get it off me!
Snoop, I've never seen you so frazzled. It's just a little flying, hissing cockroach. How you doing?
I prefer the term whispering, not hissing. Hissing is quite rude. I don't hiss.
Oh, sorry about that.
Common mistake. Name's Connie. Connie the cockroach.
Hiya, Connie. I'm Sniffy. This is my partner, Snoop. We're dog detectives, and we're down here in the Pflugerville sewer investigating that putrid scent. Any idea what that is?
That delicious smell, you mean? I was actually heading that way now. Gonna see if the hall is good enough to tell all my brothers and sisters.
Did you say delicious?
Sure. You don't think so? Means more for me. See ya.
Wait, she's right, Snoop. But wait, the smell is coming from the other side of the sewage stream. How will we get across?
Oh, dear, indeed.
Dogs that can't swim, I've seen it all.
We can swim, but these dirty waters. I'm a certain high-class kind of dog. Shall I really dip my paws into this musty sewer water?
Snoop, I'm surprised. There's never been a case you haven't thrown yourself completely into to solve. What's different about this one?
You're right, dear lad. I just don't want to get into this water. There must be another way.
Maybe we can make a bridge. Look, there's a bunch of cardboard sitting against the wall there.
By Jove, Sniffy. Well done. Let's grab that cardboard and throw it across this river of sewage.
We did it! A bridge!
Wonderful! We've constructed a perfect bridge. Now, I'll go first and we should cross one at a time so our weight doesn't... Sniffy, wait! This is so unsanitary! Look, I've lost my snout plug!
Woohoo! It's a sewer! The water feels good!
You don't want to know why the water is warm, Sniffy.
Why? Ew! Let's hurry and paddle across!
The current is quite strong.
Hey, Snoop.
Sniffy, I'm trying to swim. What is it?
Do you hear those loud mechanical blade sounds? They sound like, I don't know, very sharp blades moving at very fast speeds.
I hear them.
And what do you think that could be?
Well, Sniffy, that appears to be the mechanical blades of the water sewage treatment plant, and the water is rushing us right towards them.
What should we do?
Swim very fast.
I don't like the sewer anymore.
I once swam across the English Channel. I can do this. Deep strokes, deep strokes.
We did it. We got out.
Phew, that was a close call.
I'm all wet. Much better.
Hey, what are you two doing down here? And you just got all of my cheese wet.
Roxy the Rat!
Yeah, I remember you two. Snoop and Sniffy. Thought you were some kind of dog detectives or something.
We are dog detectives.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Well, get out of my sewer kitchen.
Wait a minute. That putrid, awful smell, it's coming from here.
How rude!
You're right, my young colleague. That atrocious scent originates here. I knew something smelled familiar. The cheese.
Yeah, you can't have it back. It's my cheese. I negotiated for it fair and square.
What did you do to the cheese? It smells so bad.
You mean scrumptious. I left the cheese out for days, so it got nice and moldy. Combined it with some fresh sewer water, a dash of garlic, a dash of pepper, some mushrooms I found in a ditch, and voila! My special rat sewage cheese was ready. It's my favorite dish. Want to try a bite?
No, thank you.
Actually, I do.
Here, have a piece.
Ugh, terrible smell, and I know smells. But let me try it. You know what? It's not bad. In fact, I think I like it. Snoop, try a piece.
I have a very refined palate. I'm okay.
Oh, just try it, Snooty Dog.
You know, it's quite earthy and tangy. And there's a kick. It's actually quite delicious.
Thank you. I'm a really good chef.
Roxy the Sewer Rat Chef.
I like the sound of that.
Okay, well, maybe you need to work on ventilating your sewer kitchen, Roxy. All of Bark Street can smell your rat sewage cheese. And that smell, it's not pleasant.
Ugh, two dogs walk into a rat's kitchen and tell her how to cook. Fine, fine. I'll air it out if everyone up on the surface is having such a fit. But they'll never know how good this sewage cheese is. By the way, got any more cheese for me?
No, you ran us dry.
Can't blame a rat for trying. Now will you two get out of my sewer?
Gladly.
Can I take a piece of sewage cheese for the road?
Fine, but then leave.
Thank you, Roxy.
Time to go, Sniffy. And we can leave through the main entrance just this way.
Bye, sewer. You were fun. I can't wait to tell Freckles the bad smell was just some cheese that we gave to Roxy. So technically the smell was our fault, if you really think about it.
Maybe Freckles doesn't need to hear that part, Sniffy.
Oh?
You still have a lot to learn, my boy. Including to not cross a bridge made of cardboard that's over a sewer river when I'm standing atop it.
Whoops. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I just need a doggy bath and a good nap. But with that, another case solved.
And I got to eat cheese.
Sewage cheese. But, alas, back home we go. Today's case made the phrase getting down and dirty become a literal term as Sniffy and I made a splash in some unsanitary sewage water. But when you're a dog detective, things are always bound to get a little messy. But today, Sniffy taught me to always carry on and move forward. Important things to remember when working on a case. If you enjoyed today's episode of our show, you'll surely love all the other shows from Go Kid Go. Just search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way to some amazing fun content. Until next time, don't swim in the sewer and definitely don't eat moldy cheese, but always stay investigating. Now, time for a bath. Woof woof!
Go Kid Go!
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.